to episode 31 of
Brutal Battle.
Yeah, taking it back to our roots with that kind of
old school.
Yeah, that metal-y. All right.
Yeah, metal. Even though our intro is ska.
Yes. Well, it's a little different. So we are coming right off of episode 30, our King Shit tournament. Yes,
King Shit.
And I will say that it ended up taste-wise not being as bad as we all assumed it would be.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't that horrible.
But as soon as we were done, in rapid succession, we had to pee like crazy.
Yeah, I couldn't even finish the episode.
Yeah, Kyle left early, and then after we finished the episode, like probably like 1 minute after we finished, Sean was like, I gotta pee so bad. And he even said, like, I feel like Kyle. So then he went up and took a whiz. I was able to hold on maybe 10 minutes after we finished the episode, and then I just had to go. And it was like a urination like I've never experienced.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say never. I haven't experienced since college, which is when I was drinking beers like that. So,
it was rough.
So would you say that there's anything in particular that we've learned from this King Shit tournament?
We pee more.
We pee more.
Macros.
We don't want to drink macros. I will say that I was really, really dreading how everything was going to go flavor-wise, but it wasn't that bad. I mean, I guess when you're comparing macros to macros, it kind of puts your palate on that kind of like lower level, and you're just getting different variations on that same level. As opposed to if you do like a macro versus a micro, the flavors in micros are so much more robust that when you go to that macro, it's just going to be like, oh, God.
Tastes like nothing.
So, I mean, it's something that you've kind of been preaching, which is state of palate.
Yep.
So if you're staying micro, you know, it's going to be it's going to be kind of even footing. If you're staying macro, it's going to be even footing, pretty much.
That's true. So. Yeah, if we were going back and forth between the two, then it would have been all hell. It would have broken loose.
All hell. So, we enjoyed having Sean. Everyone will plug it again. Go to brewkeep.com. Check it out. Like he said, sometime, I believe he said in the fall, is when everything's going to drop around September-ish, is when the main component, the app, will drop for Brewkeep.
Yep.
So everyone check that out. For this episode, we have a warm-up beer in front of us.
Yes.
Kyle, I will defer to you to talk about this.
This is a homebrew by my coworker Jane, who I have spoken about before. It was her first homebrew with her father, and her father chose the Blue Moon recipe, like clone recipe, to go off of. And she actually tasted it last week and said that she liked it better than Blue Moon. It was more hoppy, so she really wanted to see what we thought and have us taste it on the podcast, so here we are.
Well, that's interesting, because while you're talking, I already sniffed it real quick, and I was like, smells pretty close to Blue Moon, but I feel like I'm getting an additional, like, mango-ish kind of nose on it, which would indicate more hops to it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I get this little mango-ishness. It's kind of like banana chips in there as well.
Yep. It's got that medicine chest smell that I always say I hate, because I do. I can't stand it.
Yeah, that's very, like, Belgian wheaty.
Yes. Ugh. I hate it.
I mean, I think it smells very similar.
Yeah, it does.
But with a little more hopping.
Yep.
You want to taste this warm-up beer?
I do.
I already did it. Oh, yeah. Definitely more hops.
Wow. Oh, that's good. Tastes a hell of a lot better than it smells.
Yeah, I agree with that. I would definitely make the assessment that this tastes better than Blue Moon.
Hell yeah, it does. Well done, Jane. This is good.
Good job. It has that like banana chippy underlying flavor, but
yes, it does.
It also has a like a citrus rind finish on it.
I like it.
And it has a decent hop presence, more so than
this tastes like Blue Moon. You know, liquid sex compared to all those macros we just drank.
I know.
I mean, that might be making us a little biased, but it's still, like, oh, that's really good.
It is a very nice departure from where we just were.
Yes,
probably about a half an hour or less ago.
Yes, it is. But it's good, Jane. I mean, She was actually really kind of nervous about how we're going to tear it apart. And,
I mean, okay, I mean, the fact that it is a Blue Moon clone makes me, you know, I'm not going to be like, I love Blue Moon, Blue Moon's amazing, yeah. You know, but knowing that it's supposed to be a Blue Moon clone, I'm saying great job, because it's actually a bit better than Blue Moon.
Exactly.
So, with the expectation of it being like Blue Moon, it exceeded the expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, good job.
Yes. I will text her and let her know. Yes. Good job.
Text her and let her know.
You did wonderful.
And speaking about texts, something kind of similar.
Texticles.
Emails. We do have a few emails to go over that we got from our very loyal fans. The first one comes from our most loyal fan, Kyle Norman. The man who...
Kyle 2.0.
Who, this episode, you will begin your beer knife fight against.
Yes, we will.
And the way we're going to do that is it will be one beer per episode for the next six episodes, counting this one. We will not know, except for Rebecca, which beer is being served up. It'll be blind. We'll taste it. We'll rate it. Mm-hmm. Kyle will be able to rate it, even though he knows what his are. And Rebecca will also rate, even though she knows what she's pouring. But their ratings will be weighted at 25%. My rating will be weighted at 50% of the total, because I will have no clue what anything is.
And granted, I gave her a list of 10, and she only picked 3. So it's not like I know exactly what 3 she's serving.
Correct.
It's a pool of 10, so.
You got it. So we will start there. We'll see what happens. But speaking of Kyle Norman, this is the email that he just sent. It is entitled Boo Hoo. He said, Carlin and Kyle, you guys don't realize how good you have it down in Maryland. If I go to a make-it-yourself six-pack store, if I come out of there with a six-pack that cost me less than $30, I'm thrilled. Six-packs and make-your-own six-packs are really expensive up here in Pennsylvania. So when you complain about spending $4 on a beer, that's like the average up here. You only... Or he says, the only beer you can find that's really cheap in Pennsylvania are macro beers like Bud and Coors, or little tiny local breweries like Straub, which Straub is a really good beer and it's fairly cheap, which is why it's my go-to beer. I always have it in the fridge. Still loving the podcast. Keep up the good work, gentlemen. I can't wait to hear what you think of that beer from Lavery. That is actually one of his knife fight beers. It's from some brewery named Lavery, which I've never heard of. I don't think you have either, have you?
No.
So, just a little thing from Kyle. I guess he was responding to, we had a few episodes ago complained about...
I was talking about 1050.
Well, we were talking about 1050, but we were also talking about the price point comparison between, like, Racer 5 and Heavy Seas, and how,
true.
You know, there can be individual beers in the mixed six-packs that are really expensive. So, apparently it's much more expensive up in Pennsylvania. Wow. So
that's hard to believe, man.
I mean, we should feel fortunate.
No wonder, and it from that aspect, it really blows my mind how the craft beer movement is growing and flourishing at these price points with this economy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people really are willing to go to the extra step to buy these beers and appreciate these beers, you know?
Certainly. It's commonly said that the alcohol industry is the one industry that's
that's true.
Impacted by economic downturn.
But when that's the case...
Oh my god, Rebecca just brought down the knife fight beers, and there's so much friggin' head.
That's the most head I've ever seen.
How many inches of head? You think that's 2.5 inches?
2.5 inches
of head. 2.5 inches of head.
It's like that in the bottle, too.
Oh god. Wow, whatever that is. Well, we'll see.
They look like beer floats.
They do look like beer floats.
Two scoops of vanilla ice cream on top of that.
What's left in the bottle has head like that, too.
Oh my god.
Wow.
And I like carefully.
So it's very, very carbonated, whatever it is.
Was it a temperature thing? Or what?
Okay, well, they're going to sit there for now. Kyle, continue on what you were saying. We're going to let these settle down head-wise.
No, I was saying that I think when economic downturn and the alcohol prices, you know, those things kind of correlates for the lower tier stuff. People aren't going out and spending top dollar on, like, you know, the top shelf beers, top shelf alcohol. So that's what I'm saying. If this movement is expanding when this economic downturn, that really says something about people's devotion to these styles and this type of lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, the momentum for the microbrew revolution is so strong at the moment, and I mean the added bonus for everyone to not impact it negatively with economic downturn is the fact that alcohol makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So there's that playing into it as well. So
it's a depressant too. So not necessarily feel good.
Well, but that's a weird thing. A lot of people
drown your sorrows.
It is a depressant technically, but a lot of people will say that they feel happier, they feel better when they're drinking.
Watch Intervention too.
So just watch Intervention.
Well, you know, I mean, they're like, when I'm drinking, I'm on, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling fun, I'm happy, it's a party. You know, it's really hard to watch some of those alcoholic interventions on Intervention.
Well, I've had a hard time watching any of them. But
yeah, well, yeah, true.
Anyway, going on to our next bit of business, we have another email.
Oh my gosh, we are so popular.
We're swamped with emails.
Gosh.
We have an email from someone we actually know. This is...
Well, you got me all riled up.
Well, you don't know him, so new to you.
Well, some guy I don't know.
This is actually my wife Rebecca's new brother-in-law. His name, I hope I don't butcher the last name, is Nathan Kolasnik. And he is a relatively new convert to the show. He's probably been listening for a few months. He's been listening for a few months, and he really got into it apparently recently. So I'll read you the email that he sent in to us. And I will also say...
He's playing footsies
with it. Oh, stop it, Kyle. So, basically, I will say that this guy, Nathan, was the person who put in the last rating and review in iTunes that got us to reach that point where everyone can see that we have a star rating.
Congrats, and
thank you, Nathan. That was huge.
That's awesome.
So, he says this. First, I'd like to congratulate you guys on the wonderful job you've been doing. Secondly, I would like to let you know that I used you guys to fill my chillin' at the pool time on my honeymoon cruise to catch up on all the episodes, and it was truly enjoyable.
Wow.
I recently wrote
a... He took us with him on his honeymoon? That's
yes.
Awesome.
On the
actually,
honeymoon.
That's cool as shit.
We are better than sex.
Okay. I've been told that before.
So he continues to say, I recently wrote a review and gave you a rating on iTunes, and am now, obviously, writing you fan mail after listening to your strong desires for emails and ratings, which we do kind of pine for.
Of course. You know, we're podcasters. It's what we do.
We need attention. Next, I'd like to bring up some old news and argue on behalf of Pabst Blue Ribbon and Natty Bow.
Oh, National Bohemian.
We just tore it up again.
We just tore it apart.
So he says, to me, these are the definition of beer. And if you were to look up beer in the dictionary, there should be a picture of Pabst Blue Ribbon. I do not know why I enjoy the beer.
We should try Pabst. Yeah.
But this would be my next choice if there wasn't a Duclaw beer or another craft beer of my liking available. So basically saying, if there's no craft beer around...
PBR, yeah.
PBR is... G to G,
yeah.
For text speak. But we haven't tried PBR yet. Maybe we should do that on a podcast.
Yeah,
we'll check it out. But
another beer that's preached up that people swear by is Labatt. Labatt Blue. People rave about Labatt, and
yes, they do.
I don't know.
Well, part of the appeal on Labatt, I think, is that it is higher in alcohol content.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
The rest of the email reads, lastly, I attached a picture of a Samuel Adams beer that I recently purchased because I think it might be interesting and would like to use it as leverage to make an appearance on one of your shows and use it as a warm-up beer. That is all for now. Keep up the great work, guys. Carlin's newest brother-in-law, Nathan Kolasnik. And he has
a
picture.
Nice email.
It is a very nice email. So thank you very much, Nathan. He has a picture of the Samuel Adams beer he got. It is the Stony Brook Red, which I've not seen, not heard of. So, I mean, that makes sense that it could be good leverage to get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
So we'll work on that. We'll try and touch base with Nathan, see if we can get him on the podcast anytime soon, and take it from there.
I'm going back to Jane's Homebrew. It's
It is nice.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, it is good.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Rebecca's here because she's going to weigh in with the beer knife fight, so she's sitting at the table.
Yeah, she we is. Have set up. She's representing.
Oh, yeah. Representing for the females and micros.
Holla to all our female listeners, girl. You know how you do. Yeah,
we're... Yeah, so she concurs. The homebrew is a good one.
It's good. I like it.
It's nice to drink. I'm a fan. Especially this time of year. Yeah. You know?
No offensive qualities. No. Quite good.
No. So,
all right. So, shall we stab some bitches?
In a sense, yeah. Yes. The beer knife fight shall begin.
It looks like a root beer float.
It looks like a barley wine root beer float. Mm-hmm. No, maybe not a barley wine. This looks like a color that you get in a lot of Lagunitas beers.
Yeah. So the knife beer.
That red amber.
Yeah, it's very red. It's very like. Cloudy, you can't yes. see through it.
Yep, not translucent, definitely okay.
Drink some water.
Yes, good call. Clear the palate.
Like we said, it had a huge head on it, so the carbonation mm-hmm. is basically through the roof in the bottle.
Yep.
So, ooh, I mean, this would look to me like some sort of like, I don't know, like a dark Belgian style or like,
yes.
I don't know, super hoppy red ale. Potentially, because yes. it has that reddishness.
I think I may have... This smells like a Lagunitas beer.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
It's super, super sweet.
Yeah, very sweet. It's got to have high alcohol content to yeah. it. It's
this
gotta
is
going to
be like
high.
Drinking syrup.
When should I go up? Let me know when I'm supposed to go up and get it.
Oh.
Well, what do you think? I mean, you're weighing in on this too.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Rebecca does not like it, apparently.
It's just not, I mean, it's okay. It's sure, just not, I tried it's it. Not my...
All right, well, then we should go ahead and take a taste.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Stabbing yeah. people.
This is interesting. It's got a little bit of a citrusy note yeah. to it.
A lot sweeter in the smell than in the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. It is... This screams like a reddish style to me.
Imperial red?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely like an imperial reddish.
Yeah, I don't recognize it.
It's got...
That should be one of mine. I honestly don't even remember what the list I gave you. So.
It's got an interesting flower note to it.
I would agree, yes. Flower, not like baking flour, but flour. No, no, yeah. Yeah, plant flower.
Roses and tulips.
Yes, and yeah, tiger lilies.
I don't. maybe it's because I had a beer with it not long ago, but I'm thinking like some sort of like a hibiscus type flower ish mouth to it, but I think that's probably not right.
I get
but
like
something like that.
Ashy back end to it, and I actually kind of like it. I think it's interesting.
It. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I let it sit in your mouth a little while.
Yeah,
I,
well,
I like it.
Yeah,
I
the finish is definitely
interesting.
The finish is definitely different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's got to be high alcohol content, but the question is how much. I would like peg charcoal. This somewhere around an 8.
Yeah,
is what that tastes like to me. If it's higher, kudos big time for masking it well.
I'd say like 8.2 to 8.5.
Yeah, something in that area.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like it. I'm not going to go say I am in love with it. But
right.
Generally, I do like high alcohol beers that aren't, like, you know, burning or anything. And this is, it's relatively smooth. I mean, I don't think it's...
Yeah, I'm not
assertive.
Getting...
assertive. I don't think the alcohol is in the front.
Yeah, I'm not getting any real, like, burning sensation mm-hmm. going on. It's, I think it's higher alcohol content, but I think it's in check, relatively. It, you know, it has that syrupy quality in the mouthfeel. Okay, well let's all go around and
I'm not crazy about it because there's not one outstanding. Well, it does have some characteristics I do like. It doesn't have like an outstanding quality that makes me want to go back to it again and again. It's kind of like, yes, that's okay, and I'm done with it. So
it's got, I don't know, it's got this very typical red quality to it.
Is it like a rye kind of thing?
Yeah, a little. Yeah, maybe? Yeah, yeah. It very rye-ish, yeah. Which you get in red ales. Especially like Imperial Reds, it's kind of reminding me of like Oscar Blues Goodnight in a sense.
Oh, okay.
But not as hoppy.
Yeah, not as hoppy.
So, yeah.
It's very interesting when I sit here and listen because I know what it is, you know? I'm like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to see if we're, like totally wrong like, or we're close.
I'm not going to disagree or agree. I'm just going to listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no idea what this is.
It's so interesting.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure this isn't one of mine, but like I said, I don't remember what I gave you.
Well, I'm getting a little... Now that I'm going back to it, I'm getting, like, a slight pininess on it as well on
pine,
the back end.
Time. Yeah, there's pine.
I would... I mean, I'm gonna finish this beer. I would drink it again. It's not, like, the most amazing beer I've had, but it's pleasing to me.
I do want to say this is a little something-something, but at the same time...
I don't think so.
I don't think it is, but that's a beer... Like, I'm running... Obviously, I can't help but run through the beers that I listed in my head, like, oh, okay, maybe it's that.
Well, like I said, I mean, this is kind of comparable to Goodnight by Oscar Blues, mm-hmm. But a little heavier on alcohol and a little bit less on the hop aggressiveness.
That's not bad. I like it.
No, I mean, it's not bad. I do like it. It's pretty decent.
Now that I've had a decent amount of it, yeah.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and just give my vote on it. I'm going to give it a 4.
I would give it a 5.
Kyle is giving it a 5. Rebecca, you are giving it a?
4.
A 4 as well. Okay. And I'm not even going to...
Try to attempt
do the calculation at the moment. That'll all be off.
It's
podcast.
Less than a 5, more than a 4.
Yeah, you can go get it and mystery beers as soon as you're able to.
I'll bring this down so you guys can talk about it.
All right, sounds good. She's gonna bring it down so we can talk about it, and then she'll get the mystery beers during that. But no, I mean, yeah, it's not the most amazing beer I've ever had, but it is good, and I would continue to drink it. There are certain qualities that really, I don't know, that do keep me going back, like that. That kind of ashy finish, like you were saying. Like you said, it is a good quality, and I agree with that.
It's interesting.
Oh, look. It's an Imperial Red.
It's an Imperial Red.
Wow.
There
look
you
at
go.
Us.
This is the Lavery. one by Lavery that was...
We're talking about it.
Yeah, and there's more in it. It's called Imperial Red Ale. It is said to be a hoppy American Amber Ale, which is kind of weird. Which is it? A red or an... I mean, it's called Imperial Red Ale, but it's described style-wise as Hoppy American Amber Ale. So, interesting. It is by Lavery Brewing Company out of Erie, Pennsylvania. I mean, pretty good beer. Hoppy American Amber Ale is brewed with 5 malts, aggressive dry hops, and our special house yeast. Mm-hmm. It's a bottle-conditioned ale, which is interesting. Where is the... Let's check the ABV.
ABV.
See what I can find. 8.2.
Nailed
you
it.
Said between 8.2 and 8.5.
8.2.
Killer. Well, then it tastes appropriate.
I was actually going to say 8.2 flat, but then I gave myself a little range. So, you know, I am excellent at guessing things. Good.
Great job on that, Kyle.
Yeah. Well, you nailed Imperial Red. I nailed the ABV, so...
I mean, it's...
I was almost... I was positive it wasn't one of mine. But
well,
it is...
I mean,
it does
really...
have some qualities I like, though, so...
Yeah.
Him and I might be... see more eye to eye than we originally thought.
Yeah, so... if people couldn't figure it out by what we're saying, this was one of Kyle Norman's beers that he has entered into the beer knife fight.
Yep.
Looking at the ratings, I gave it a 4, Kyle gave it a 5, and Rebecca gave it a 4. That looks like it's going to be pretty... That's a pretty decent rating for this podcast. So,
We always have to have that caveat.
Yeah. Asterisk.
10-4 is pretty good.
Asterisk for this podcast. So, yeah, I mean, pretty good showing.
I feel bad that I gave it the highest rating and I'm facing off against... Can I give him a 2 or something?
Well, I think that shows how fair you're being about it.
Yeah, of course. So, I'm not going to... Just because I don't think it's one of mine, I'm not going to rate it low. That's stupid.
You're an honest man.
I am
You're an honest man. Good job.
Honest, hard-working individual.
So this beer knife fight has started now. It will go all the way through episode 36.
Yes.
3 for each, and then we will have everything averaged out, and we will crown a winner of this beer knife fight.
Yes.
Which... The idea of the beer knife fight came up in one of our single-digit episodes, I do believe. So it was very early on.
Yeah,
in
just
the
like something I mentioned, and all of a sudden, boom, it turned into this big competition.
Well, that should teach you that you need to think about what you throw out there because it may become reality.
No, it's fine.
Be responsible with your thoughts.
I welcome it.
And your ideas.
Speaking of which, I'm finishing my Imperial Red Ale.
Yeah, it is good. It is a beer that I will finish, and thank you very much, Kyle Norman.
Yep.
We greatly appreciate.
I would like to see more from Lavery, because this isn't bad.
Yeah, do we? I don't know. He may have given us another one from Lavery. Who knows? We shall find out.
Playful secrets.
Playful secrets.
So that being said, since he sent us in an email, as did Nathan, this is a perfect opportunity for us to mention. Send us emails, anything you want to say, any ideas you have, complaints, compliments, yes. Beer ideas for mystery beers, because if you send it and you say in the subject for Rebecca, we will go ahead and make sure we don't read it, she reads it, and you can put some suggestions for mystery beers in there. Yep. Whatever you want us to try.
Suggest some. Suggest what you think is the best beer on the planet. No. I would like to see that, because then we would it would become one of our mystery beers, and we would taste it, and maybe we could crown a new Master Brewer Lord.
That's right.
Never know.
Or
it could be you.
Or if you're sadistic.
Or yeah.
You can go ahead
the worst
and
beer you've ever
recommend
had.
Something terrible. You're free to do that. Do
and
it.
And also, on that note, send us a send us an email telling you how much you hate us.
Yeah,
we'll
too.
Read that too.
We'll read anything.
We're not,
much.
You know, we're not above that.
That's the takeaway here: is we will read anything. Yes. We're like Ron Burgundy.
Exactly. I was about to say.
Read anything off the teleprompter.
San Diego.
We'll read anything out of our emails. So, well, the mystery beers for this episode are now in front of us.
The mystery beers are here.
So let's do this. Right off the bat, I want to say that A and B are very, very, very close in
similar,
color.
Yes.
Very close.
More cloudy, a little bit darker for B, but
yes.
Otherwise, very close in color. They both have that brick kind of pumpkin basketball kind of color.
Basketball color?
Well, you know, that brick orange.
Yeah, a little bit. It looks like for A, I got the bottom of the bottle, can, whatever, because mine's
yes.
a little
mine is
cloudier.
Definitely translucent. Yours is
opaque.
And then both of ours are cloudy on B, so
yes, B
just
is
a cloudier
very,
style.
B is hazy as a mother.
But they're, you know, as Kyle said, their colorations are basically about the same.
Man, are we going to try some crap now? I'm really like, I feel like we've had a good stroke, you know what I mean? These last three episodes, we've had a good run.
Yeah.
Now we're going to taste some crap.
I hope
I'm
not.
I'm sad.
Well, let's go with A. Let's go. Ooh, yeah. Sunflower seeds on the nose.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right.
Sunflower seeds like nobody's business.
Salty. It is salty.
It's just like sunflower husks, honestly. It's not even like the seed. It's the husk. Which is not pleasing to the nose.
The buckwheat husks.
The Sobakawa pillow.
I am also, I mean, along with that, I get a little bit of like that alfalfa type.
Yeah, they're sweet. I get a little bit of clove in there.
Okay.
Sweetness. Big time sweetness.
Very faint banana y. Very faint.
Yeah.
Quite on the end.
I think that all points to like an alcohol around 7 to 8, something around there, probably.
Yeah.
What kind of style are you thinking for this?
Oh, God. I don't even know. I'm thinking a failed attempt at like a double IPA.
A failed attempt just
yeah,
by the nose.
The nose just, it's not boding well for me.
It's not. I even get a little bit of like a red licorice kind of like synthetic sweetness in there a little bit.
Yeah, it just, I don't know.
We'll see.
Not smelling so hot. Let's
taste it up.
Let's do it. What? Watermelon?
Cherry.
It's like watermelon and cherry together.
I get cherry, yeah.
I do get that cherry. That's a good point. It is like watery finish.
It's like cough syrup.
It's weird.
It is odd. What the hell is this?
I feel like there's a better way I can describe that flavor.
It's watery. It's loose. It's got...
Yep.
It's got body, but it's thin, and there isn't really any depth to the body. I mean, there's body, but it's not necessarily a good thing.
No, I'm definitely getting that cherry you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Definitely getting it now after a few sips.
Yeah, cherry is big time.
Oh, yeah, huge.
It's like cherry cough syrup mixed with beer. Yeah,
not a good cherry. More close to like a synthetic-ish cherry.
Exactly.
A little astringent for my my taste as well. It's not a big fan of this right now.
No, I don't like A. I'm putting A down. A is poop.
Yeah, I'm gonna be done with that at the moment.
Yeah, A is
not good. Ugh. It'll be interesting to see what the ABV on that is because not well balanced. Let's go on to B.
That's what I was fearing, man. Freak.
Oh, A. My God.
What?
The nose on B.
Jesus.
In a good way.
Oh, my God.
This is heavenly.
This is like walking through a pot garden.
Oh, it is just...
It smells like weed.
It is floral. It is citrusy. It
smells like weed. Yes, it does. Come on.
There is just, oh, God.
It smells exactly like weed.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it, then you haven't smelled good
weed.
There
is that, there is like a deep mango. There's a deep mango on the nose.
I think it's more like kind bud.
I'm getting so much mango in the nose. It's
unreal.
I'm just
getting weed.
Are you getting the mango?
Yes.
It is so there.
But that's like, it's all...
It's mango-y, it's floral, it's got a little bit of peachiness to it as well.
And do you like beers like this, so does this make you think you know what this is?
I don't think I know what it is, but...
Oh my God.
I mean, it looks like
that
it's probably going to be...
One of the hoppiest noses I've ever smelled.
It is a very, very hoppy nose, and... It would indicate to me it's probably some sort of like Imperial IPA.
This is ridiculous.
God, that is one of the best noses.
I'm getting an erection.
It is crazy good. I'm actually getting like a slight pine to it, but that might be because of the mango. Because in mango you can get a slight pininess with
mango.
Yeah, there's
pine there, but I cannot get past this kind bud. I mean, that's all I smell. That's literally all I smell.
All right, well, I am so ready to taste this beer. All
right, let's go. All
right, let's do it. Whoa, mango.
Wow.
Mango flavor. Mango flavor like crazy.
It tastes just like it smells.
This is probably the very first beer we've ever had that we're like, the nose reflects the flavor. Like, to a T, almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mmm. Oh my goodness.
You're a fan?
I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. I've got worms. That's what we're going to call it.
That's what we're going to call it. I got worms.
No, this is a serious contender right here. This is a beer, baby.
Not for me.
Mm.
It beats A hands down, but no.
I like it.
It ends on a very bitter, not in a good way, note.
I will say this, because of the finish...
It has a very pithy finish.
I don't think it can beat Racer 5 for me.
I love the smell, and I love the very first hit on your tongue, but after that, it's all downhill. It's just no body, all bitterness. I mean, it's got body, obviously, but it's like the bitterness just kind of washes everything out.
I like that beer. I like it, but it's not, like, the most phenomenal.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah. But I don't want to sway you in what you're going to say.
No. I mean, we have very differing views when it comes to hoppiness, so...
I need to go to A. Oh, Jesus. That's, like, all sunflower husk when I
taste
it.
See, B makes A taste better.
B makes A taste better?
Yes.
Well, okay. It makes it taste a little less alcoholic, like a little less astringent. But all I taste in A after tasting B is the sunflower seed husk.
Yeah.
That's all I taste.
I see
And
that.
That's not really a good flavor, honestly. So, I know what I want for both of these. Do you want me to take the lead on them?
Sure.
A, 2 for me.
Ditto.
2. Yep. So, overall, 2. B, 6 for me.
3.
3 for you.
Yep.
You missed it.
You gave it a 6.
So it's at a 4.5? Yeah.
Yes. 3.
4.5. So neither of these are threatening, you know, the Racer 5 by Bear Republic, which is our current Master Brew Overlord. God, we have a lot of beers in front of us.
Yeah, there's a lot of beers sitting here.
I will drink 3 of the 4 of the rest of them. And there's still some left in that Lavery bottle, which I want to drink. So
I killed my Lavery.
This is going to be a crazy night. Yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead and get to the reveal stage. So we shall reveal A finishing as the worst and not so good, with a total of 2.
Sucks monkey balls.
Do you have any guesses?
No.
Okay, we'll just say it. A is Rogue's Dead Guy Ale. It's, well, I mean,
it tastes like they put a dead guy in the ale.
It tastes like post-mortem.
Yes.
It's been a long time since I've had this beer, so I don't remember what it tasted like. If this is what it's always tasted like, I don't know why I ever tasted it. It's
I love the nose.
Not so good.
I love the way it smells. That sickly sweet kind of... It really smells good.
I don't think it smells that good.
I get dates.
All I get is sunflower seed husks.
I get dates. I get like a dark fruit.
I'm not down with it. But anyway.
Raisin.
Just going back. All right, well, now we'll talk about B. B, with an overall 4.5. Do you have any guesses on this one?
Hoppy as an MF.
I just think it'll be some sort of Imperial IPA. That's all I'm saying. It is... Whoa. Red Rye IPA Scratch and Sniff by Pub Dog. Pub Dog is out of Westminster, Maryland.
I was about to say, I thought that
they're
was
local. It's called Scratch and Sniff. It's a Red Rye IPA by Pub Dog Brewing Company out of Westminster, Maryland, so it's local.
Wow.
It is an ale brewed with honeysuckle. So
we definitely didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, no, we not at all. And this Pub Dog beer is 7% alcohol.
7. Wow.
7%, huh. Which I think, I can't really, it doesn't taste astringent, so, I mean, that's fine. Dead Guy Ale, I can't even find the ABV on here. It's not there. They don't have it.
Way to go, Rogue.
Why don't you tell us what you're doing, Rogue? Dang. Well, this is interesting, because I, probably about a week ago, said that I do not really care for Pub Dog. And now I have given a 6 to Pub Dog.
Which is one of your highest scores.
It's up there. It's definitely way up there.
So.
But in all fairness, the only beers I had ever tried from Pub Dog were like...
Flagship crap.
I went to a special event where they had like some firkins of... I think it was like a stout infused with peaches or something. And I don't know. It was just stuff that was really like just not good. Not well done, in my opinion. And I think there was a stout with like sour cherry in it. And it wasn't good. But I mean, maybe it was bad then and they've changed things since. I never had anything hoppy from them. So
I want to bring something up while we're talking about festivals, tastings, etc. Duclaw's Real Ale Festival. Is that happening this year? And if so, when? Do you know?
In September.
In September, okay.
I think it's happening.
Cool.
Pretty sure.
Because my brother and I definitely went to that. The 4th one we went to. They're probably at the 6th one now, I think. Because that wasn't last year.
I think I went to the first 3, maybe?
You were at the one... You were...
4.
Filming, I think.
Something like that.
When, the one we went to.
Yes, so 4. Around. I went to the first 4, I believe.
Okay.
So, So I guess it looks like it's about time to wrap this episode up. To recap, Jane, you did a great job in making the clone for Blue Moon, because it's actually better than Blue Moon.
Yes.
Kyle Norman, pretty good showing with a 4 from me, a 5 from Kyle, and a 4 from Rebecca with your Lavery Imperial Red Ale for the beer knife fight.
Yep.
Rogue, stop making dead guy ale. Not so hot. Pub Dog, I was wrong about you from the get-go.
Yeah.
Your scratch and sniff is pretty good. And I think that's where we kind of end things now. Kyle.
Yes.
It's been magical.
Has it?
Indeed.
Oh. I feel so coming to us, paralyzed by the cold and bloodshot eyes. I'm feeling so great day, but who needs a rain when you got
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.